This episode is brought to you in part by Richmond Graduate University. The field of mental health counseling is growing rapidly. Richmond Graduate University can equip you to become a licensed professional counselor, integrating your faith into your clinical practice. Programs are offered in Atlanta, Chattanooga, and online. Apply today at richmond.edu.
Coming Tuesday, June 22nd.
The total of Christianity is Jesus. It's all about Jesus.
In 1996, a young, brash pastor named Mark Driscoll planted Mars Hill Church in Seattle.
I always tell people, I'm Irish, we have two emotions, pissed off and asleep. That's our spectrum.
By 2014, they'd grown into a church of nearly 15,000 people in 15 locations in four states. Fast forward, though, to January 1st, 2015, and Mars Hill was gone. In some ways, Mars Hill's story is like no other. But in others, it's a window into much that shapes the evangelical church in North America today.
There's a body count of young pastors whose ability rose them to prominence before their character was ready for it.
The prevailing justification for pretty much all the carnage that happened within Mars Hill was, hey, look at the fruit.
What we see on platforms, on social media, on Sunday mornings, can often be a veneer hiding a culture that's much more complex and sometimes ugly underneath.
He could demand absolute obedience, and he did. So you question him, you're out. You know, if you're not with us, you're against us.
And yet the ugliness gets tolerated because what's happening in a church like Mars Hill can be so stunning.
I'm in the tank baptizing people. Like, they were just coming in the clothes. It was overwhelming. We didn't have towels. We didn't have shirts. It was beautiful. And so then you're like, so I got yelled at in the meeting. But on the whole, pretty amazing week.
From Christianity Today comes a new podcast, The Rise and Fall of Mars Hill. It's an exploration of the story we think we know, a story about power, platform, and fame. But it's a bigger story, too. We want to understand how this keeps happening, and we want to take an unflinching look at the cost of this phenomenon.
You know, you served on a staff like this, and you didn't really think it had an impact on you, but 2 years later, you find yourself in my office talking about a little bit of depression and a little bit of anxiety. And by the way, I have these constant headaches, and I'll say, well, that's trauma.
It just felt like death.
There is a pile of dead bodies behind the Mars Hill bus. And by God's grace, it'll be a mountain by the time we're done. You either get on the bus or you get run over by the bus. Those are the options.
The Rise and Fall of Mars Hill. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode was brought to you in part by the Enneagram and Marriage Podcast, an outreach dedicated to bringing joy, strength, intimacy, and purpose to couples seeking growth. Be sure to visit enneagramandmarriage.com to find your chemistry together again, or for the very first time.